From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. World powers have wrapped up a meeting with representatives of Libya's two rival factions with affirmation of support for a UN-backed plan that would establish a unity government. The representatives of 17 countries and four world bodies held talks with Libyan officials in Rome Sunday. It was a meeting chaired by Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart. This is Secretary Kerry.
We are determined to make the most of the fact that the majority of the House of Representatives and a majority of the GNC have come together ready to sign an agreement, and they refuse any longer to be blocked by one or two people or by the individual politics. They are determined to speak and move forward for Libya, and we are determined to support them in that effort.
The meeting took place as Libya's two rival governments prepared to sign a unity agreement in Morocco on Wednesday. The U.S. government is urging its citizens to leave Burundi amid deadly clashes involving military and police. The State Department says it has ordered the departure of non-emergency U.S. officials and the families of personnel as political violence roils the country in the wake of contested elections and attempted coup in May. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb blast ripped through a busy clothing market on Sunday, killing at least 23 people and wounding about 55 others. The explosion happened in Parnachar, that's the center of the semi-autonomous Kurram tribal district on the Afghan border. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for that blast. You're listening to VOA News. At least two women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. Early results Sunday show Salma bint Hizab Al-Tebi, the first confirmed victory for a woman running for a municipal council seat, beating out seven men and two other women for the same position in Madraka, which is about 150 kilometers north of Mecca. Voting is rare in the kingdom, and Saturday's elections were the third time citizens have cast municipal ballots. French voters head to the polls Sunday for a second round of regional elections, with the far-right National Front Party hoping to take control of a region for the first time. Marine Le Pen and her National Front Party would like to see a decisive second round that is as good as last week's first round, which saw the anti-immigration party come out on top in six of 13 regions. Construction of a much-anticipated $10 billion pipeline transporting natural gas from Turkmenistan to Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India began Sunday, 25 years after the inception of the project. The so-called Turkmenistan-Afghanistan-Pakistan-India project aims to export up to 33 billion cubic meters of natural gas per year through the approximately 1,800-kilometer pipeline. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, the Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, as well as the Indian Vice President Hamid Harzandi, together with the Turkmen President, attended the groundbreaking ceremony. This is the Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif.
This flagship project will usher in a new era and transform the lives of the millions of our people, making TAPI a symbol of shared prosperity and socio-economic development.
Meanwhile, the Indian Vice President Hamid Ansari had these comments.
We must work together with resolve to ensure that negative forces inimical to the success of the project are addressed in an appropriate manner. In doing so, we must recognize that the forces of violence and disruption can no longer be allowed to threaten the quest for economic development and security of our people.
Observers have long termed the proposed project as a pipeline of regional peace once completed, because it would go a long way in bringing arch rivals India and Pakistan closer and to promote stability in Afghanistan. Myanmar's leader of the National League for Democracy, which dominated elections last month, was picking up garbage in her home district Sunday. She says she was setting an example for her fellow newly elected NLD lawmakers after having told them they literally responsible for keeping their constituencies clean. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.